Yes.
Next case, please.
The next application is 12,118 Donald and Margaret Adedsi. Seek variances from the front yard and side yard setback, sections 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Seagrass Court, approximately 641 feet west of Seagrass Plantation Lane. The 911 address is 29766 Seagrass Court, Dagsboro. The 911, the zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 134, Map 7, Parcel 101. We would note that they're seeking a 1.3-foot side yard setback for the home. Received 12 mail returns, one letter in opposition, and that they are... They had an attorney, Dean Campbell, that they were writing on behalf of Althena Hargrave and family, that they plan on attending to object to the application. They object to the side yard only based on the anticipated construction will be too close to the client's property. We also have one letter in support, a Richard Felia, I'm gonna butcher that one, so I apologize. That he affirms that he and Antoinette are both in favor of the requested variances, and they have no objection. And that's all I have. And we would note that they only need the side yard, based on new code requirements that were updated. They no longer need the front yard setback, they only need the side yard setback.
Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Donald Pedzi. I live 29772 Seagrass Court in Dagsboro, Illinois.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'd like to give you a real quick history, if I can, of this. This property... is right next to mine, and I live at 97. That's 101. This property was willed to three daughters, Melanie Shelley, Rebecca Klemmer, and Joan Tedeschi from Ellen Belk back in, I believe it was around 2014. And in 2016, they had put the property up for sale. And their cousin, Christopher Wilson, had expressed an interest in the property and had come to you for the setbacks, for the side yard setback. You subsequently approved the side yard setback for the 6.7 feet. And the conditions for that were that the shed, which you can see in the lower corner there, the yellow doesn't really describe the actual property line, but the shed is there, that's correct, and the house are going to be removed, which they subsequently have done. I personally have done. I bought the property after Mr. Wilson got the approval. He got all the financing together and realized that he couldn't go forward with the project. Subsequently, I approached the three sisters. My wife and I bought the property July 21st of 2017. We tore the house down. We used a certified asbestos remover contractor, tore the house down, removed the shed. And I believe one of the photos is there, shows the empty property as you see it. In September of 2017, I knew that the variance was going to be expiring in December, so I requested to extend that variance for a year. There were some issues with the survey, and I finally got those straightened out. You approved the request for the variance to be extended in November of 2016. I have two concerns with this, and one, I'm really happy to hear that the rear setback width 20 feet, as you can see from some of my photos, would extend past my house and the Hargraves' house. And that's where our view is. We're on the bay. So we wanted to pull the entire envelope towards the front. Apparently I don't need to have that, but that was my major concern here.
And before we get there, Ms. Cornwell, I just want to make sure, is this an averaging? Is that why the front yard is not needed?
I believe this is an average front yard.
All right, I was just checking to see what I had here to see if there's anything that showed an averaging on it. I don't know if it's buried in one of the surveys or not. Before we get too far down the road, I want to make sure we're clear whether that one was needed or not.
Well, quite honestly, my request there without the averaging was, my perception was there was 30 feet in front, 20 feet in the back, and all I'm asking to do is flip that. Okay, that's really what I'm after. My house stands at 19 feet 4 inches.
From the front?
From the front.
The one that just was removed?
No.
My proposed
house is 97.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Unfortunately, I was here for variance on that 3 years ago because the stairs, the builder put the stairs into the variance, but that was for 8 inches. So, but anyway, that. So you can get a perspective. You can see 105, 104, 96. They're all right up on the front line mm-hmm. in regard to the property.
Right.
And when these houses were originally built, everybody assumed the water to be the front, and the street was the back. That's the way they were. But anyway, Mr. Wilson had asked for this 6.3 variance. And there's a an exhibit in your package from a conceptual drawing. Well, unfortunately, when you take the actual survey with the 3.7 and the 3.7, you come up 8 inches too short, and you don't come up to the 27 feet that's in the variance. They never had a real survey done when they asked for this. So based on the fact that the property is a pie, I've asked for 3 feet on each side, basically 7/10 of an inch, or 7/10 of a foot, so that it's consistent and I can get what I'm asking for is 28 feet. Okay. And the 28 feet would be consistent, to build a house consistent with my house and all of these other new homes that are in the area now, from a square footage standpoint. The house that Mr. Wilson had asked for was 1,500 square feet. My house is approximately 2,900 square feet. All of the houses you can see across the street and the newer homes that are being built along the road are all in the 3,000 square feet range.
Can you zoom in that picture a little bit better, please?
Oops.
If it makes it any clearer, I will show you that the property line basically is on the edge of the bulkhead here. This yellow marking is just something from the satellite, you know, that they cut in flat.
It's a county overlay.
Yeah. And the other point that I'd like to make is
get closer to the mic, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. The other point that I wanted to make was that my house is 14 feet from the property line. The existing structure on the right is 8 feet from the property line. Okay.
All right. Okay, let's see if we have any questions. We'll start down here with you, Work.
No question.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Would you address the five items
sure.
that are the criteria for a variance, please?
Yes, I would.
12 on your...
I have. I know I have them because I dropped them a few minutes ago. There they are. Okay. The property is narrow at one end, making it difficult to find existing plans. The structure and the existing house and the shed have been removed. The intent of the variance in the front is to make the front and rear even with my home and the rear portion to the Hargraves home. The existing variance is not correct in that it does not leave enough room for the new structure. After a recent survey, the existing variance does not leave the designed width, the desired width. That was the point that I made, that, you know, that where they had 27 feet, you can't get 27 feet with the variance as it stands. An error by the previous applicant has indicated 27 foot with this is not possible. The intent of the front variance is to move the building envelope to meet the existing structures. Per the existing variance, the house and the shed have been removed, which is an existing, if you look at the previous pictures, you can see that this is a significant improvement to the area. The new home would be an asset to the neighborhood, and the side-to-side variance will leave approximately 27 feet for the building. The proposed structure that the contractors that I've talked to at this point have 27 and a half feet, and I wanted to come here and ask permission and not forgiveness.
We appreciate that.
Yes.
Okay. I'm familiar with the area, and these lots are definitely tight and a difficult build.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. McGee?
Any questions?
Mr. Mills?
No question.
Any flooding in the rear?
Excuse me?
Is there any flooding problems in the rear of the yard?
No. When we have issues with water, it actually comes from what is now the front.
Okay.
And it, basically what happens is the water gets pushed up Blackwater Creek, and I don't know if you can widen that, and then it comes back this way. So the intent would be that any new home would be on pilings.
Okay. Is there, I presume you'll be parking underneath?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How far are you from the front property line from the edge of paving from the neighboring road? Does it match the property line, or is there a gap? Are you closer to that?
Me personally or this property?
This property.
This property.
The one subject.
You can see the paved road there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a bash for the 20 feet.
Which I understand that, but does the front property line match where the edge of paving is, or is there a gap where maybe your front yard looks longer?
There's a 2-foot setback off the road.
Okay. All right. And I didn't see on your drawing any, and it sounds like it's on pilings, any steps or HVAC. Is that all going to fit within the building envelope as well?
Yes.
Or?
Yes.
Okay. So we're not going to have that protruding into the side yards or front yard or rear yard. Okay.
No.
And have you had any discussions with any of your neighbors about this, about the proposal?
Yes. they call it the park now that I've removed the house. So they'd all like it to stay the way that it is now that there's no house. But everybody understands the situation. And the front and rear, it was what I thought was the major issue, because we'd previously approved the variance on the side-to-side. It's just that, unfortunately, they didn't have the right numbers. If you look at the photos that I've given you, the Hargraves were have no objections for the front and rear. Their objection was the side, but I don't think they appreciated the situation with the actual dimensions. I mean, for all intents and purposes, we're talking about 8 to 10 inches.
All right, I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Sir, you please come forward and be sworn in. Sir, you can sit down right up front there until he's finished.
Evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Dean Campbell, 20175 Homer Circle, Georgetown, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, members of the commission. I am Dean Campbell, an attorney here in Georgetown, here on behalf of the Hartgrave family. And just to reiterate what was in my letter that was sent last week, the Hartgraves, and apparently it's a moot point now, but just to restate it, the Hartgraves do not oppose the front or backyard setbacks. It is the side yard setback that is at issue. As you can see from the photograph that's on the wall, the neighborhood that has existed, from what my understanding, is that the Hartgraves property, the house that was demolished, have been in existence since the late 1960s. So whatever was there presumably was grandfathered into the code as non-conforming uses, and therefore fit in and was not in violation. When the applicant speaks to conforming to the neighborhood, I know that he refers to both his house, which is at the end of the street, almost in the street, and those houses across the street. If you look, if you could expand that view a little bit, you will see that there are many of these small houses, cottages as my client would refer to them, that are located on that side of the street. The other thing I noted was that the applicant has indicated that the originally planned house, if I understood this correctly, was planned for 1,500 square feet, and now the house that is being proposed is 2,900 square feet, almost double of what was originally proposed. So under the code, the requirements for the variance, it appears that the two problematic areas for the applicant would be whether or not this was created by the applicant. So if the house that was there was demolished, no longer grandfathered in, there has to be a new house put there that was caused by the applicant. And secondly, if I could just review my notes for a moment, the applicant bought this property knowing that it was of this narrow size. And I'll note also for the record that the applicant's property, while it is only 35 foot of road frontage there as shown on that map, the Hartgrave's property next door is only 30 feet, so it's even smaller in width than this property. And the point being that in this particular area, the houses have been put close together, so 8 inches or 3 feet makes a big difference with respect to the proximity of these houses and how close it is. And that's my client's only objection, is that the house that is to be built, or proposed apparently, would be set so close to the property line that there would almost be practically run together by just a few feet, and that again is partly caused by the fact that the Hartgrave house is offset to their, I guess that'd be the southern property line next to parcel 101. The Hartgrave is property parcel 102. Any questions from anyone on the board?
Mr. Mills, do you have any questions?
No questions.
Thank you. Ms. McGee?
No, not right now.
All right. Thank you.
I have more of a comment than a question. Janelle, this is in a flood zone, correct?
I'm pretty sure it is, and they would have to, as they stated, would have to be on pilings, so it would actually have to comply with flood code or flood requirements.
A couple of years ago, FEMA instated a code where to renovate a house in the flood zone, if it's below the flood zone. Professionally speaking, I've worked back there, I'm confident it's below the flood zone. Mm-hmm. You must appraise the structure, and you can only spend 50% of the appraised value to renovate the house. Therefore, when he tore down the house, it was because he didn't have any opportunity to expand based on the FEMA code. I would assume that.
I can't answer that.
Might be
either
a
way.
Good question to ask the applicant.
Yeah, you just don't have the freedom anymore in a floodplain to do any renovation you want. If your existing structure is below the floodplain, you have to have it appraised or lifted up and bring it within all the current setbacks.
Correct. So it'd be deemed substantially damaged.
Right.
And I don't know if that's the case or not, and I would agree with Mr. Sharp that that's probably a question for the applicant.
Okay, well, I just thought it was a good point that he might have torn it down for a reason that it couldn't be adequately renovated, so we'll ask.
Yeah, we'll ask you that question.
Is that what you're showing there, the flood?
So he asked the question about the flood zone. So it's actually in zone A, which is the pink, and AE is the orange. So it is the entire property is in a flood zone.
A flood zone.
Well, except for that, looks like the front corner.
Oh, no, that's a different flood zone.
Oh, okay.
Worse. So this is flood zone A, and this is flood zone AE.
Thank you.
Gotcha.
So it's in two different flood zones.
So he wasn't afforded the opportunity then.
Yeah, he might not have had the opportunity to adequately renovate that structure based on that new FEMA regulation.
Okay. Again, I have no
it's just a comment, not a question.
Understood.
Okay.
Thank you. So she just asked to build in a setback.
I'm sorry?
You just want to build in the setback, no variances. That's what you're saying?
That's correct. And I think the other thing that it bears mentioning is the fact that, as you know, the code requires the minimum variance. I don't know that we've seen any plans, specific plans, as to what this house will look like whether or not minimum setbacks, something minimal or 227 feet, as he's proposing, can be built there. The only thing I noted from the applicant's testimony was that this house is about double in size of what was originally proposed there by the prior variance, if I understood that correctly.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr.
Campbell, you referenced your client's letter. Do we have that on record?
Yes.
I read that into the record.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I just wanted.
It's a very short and sweet that, again, they have, their concern is the side yard, not the rear yard, because their concern is it'll be too close to the property line.
Okay.
I apologize, but I had very short notice to get that letter out, and you appeared tonight, so.
Okay.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Okay. Do you want to come back with one question, sir, please?
Yes, there's a couple of things I'd like to just add. I believe in your package you might have this photograph.
Yes.
This was the existing house, and I will tell you that the existing house was not in good shape. from tearing it down and watching it being torn down, it needed to come down. And the other point I'd like to make is that I've added plans. There were plans attached, some preliminary plans. These are the same plans that are being, these homes are being built on just off of Fred Hudson Road by Insight Homes. They are 27 feet, 27 and a half feet wide, and the intent here, the house is bigger from a square footage standpoint based on going up. The original house only had a story and a half that was proposed by Mr. Wilson. So, and I think it was a price thing more than anything, and he still couldn't afford that. So, but the reality of the situation is these days prices of homes on the water has skyrocketed as you well know, and the economics don't work on a 1,500 square foot house with the price of the land and the price of the house. So, other than that,
You're telling me you could not build a house on this lot using the setbacks?
Using the setbacks that were approved.
Using the side setbacks.
The side setbacks that were approved. It would be very difficult to build a house that economically would work. Could it be done? Anything could be done. it's a matter of economics in regard to price points and square footages and things of that nature.
But you knew that when you bought the property?
When I bought the property, I had the perception that the variance that had been approved was correct. And unfortunately, the variance that was approved, when I say correct, I'm saying that in the that it was at least 27 feet based on the variance. And it's not. It's less than that.
So you didn't do the math correctly when you looked at the variance?
I had nothing to do with it.
But when you bought it, it already had a variance.
It had a variance, and the variance was based on this sketch. Okay? And after we removed the house and we did the final survey on the property, we played the game. There was various games that we played in regard to trying to get the 27 feet, in regard to you go from the 120 foot line, or do you go from the 119 foot line, or do you go to the center or whatever. And no matter what we did, we couldn't get to the 27 feet that was there. So again, what I'm trying to do here is ask for permission with the 28 feet and the 3-foot setback, and so that I don't have to come back. So
what are you going to do if it's turned down?
I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming the existing variance is still there for the rest of, for another year. I'll probably have to have new plans and look at what else can I do, you know? I mean, from trying to get it in like 26 and a half feet.
Sir, is this a rental property or for sale, or is this going to be your home?
No, we're going to sell it.
You're going to sell it?
We're going to sell it. My full intent here was, again, I was very concerned about the front and rear setback and the side setbacks. Not so much with the side setbacks as they were proposed to me, okay? I was concerned that this was going to impede on our view, and that's why I came here originally. And then when we realized that we had this situation with the 27 feet, it was suggested that, hey, we might as well put it all in there at the same time. And that was before there was any change in the variances.
Sir, the problem you got is wider than the front and there in the back, so your house is going to be.
That's correct. That is correct.
That's why it's that's why it's all changed.
That's, you're 100% correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. It's that pie shape that messes
the house
up.
The house won't be square at all.
The house will be, but the intent would be that the variance that we're looking for here is only going to be at the smallest point, or it's going to be at the 30-foot point. Okay, as you move back towards the street, it gets wider and wider. And
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, questions? If I understood you correct, you're dealing with a package home that's already pre-drawn by a production builder, and it's at 27.5 feet.
That is correct.
Instead of designing a house, as per Mr. Campbell's point, that would fit within the existing setbacks.
That's correct.
All because of economics.
That's correct.
Save money to earn more money on the sale?
Not necessarily. My perspective would be that by the time you spend all the money to have it totally redesigned, it's going to cost more. And then the price goes up, and you know, it's... I mean, I'm... our intent here from the very beginning was to get rid of the crummy looking house next to us and not have our view impeded, and that's still where we are. If I make a few bucks on this, great. I mean, that's fine, but my intent, and I talked to my attorney about putting a provision in the house. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but my perspective was on the front and rear was that I didn't need a rear a variance because I'm moving it back 30 feet. And, but I will need to do that. If I sell the property, my intent is to put a provision in the sales agreement that the house will not be built within 30 feet of the bulkhead.
If you sell the property with that home on it, that's what you're going to put in that?
No, the intent is that we would go with a joint package, and yes, basically.
Yeah, okay.
I don't understand the provision then, in the sales package, that it would be built 30 feet?
No, not in the sales package, but in the sales agreement to the new owner, whoever the new owner is that they would not build within 30 feet of the bulkhead.
It sounds like a private deed restriction?
Yes.
That nothing would be built farther into the rear yard. So that sounds like a private deed restriction he wants to place on the property.
Okay. The variance basically says that you can put it out 20 feet. The standard, right, says that you can go 20 feet off the bulkhead. And my discussions with our attorney was that when we sell this, if and when we sell it, the provision will be that it will not be less than 30 feet off the bulkhead.
Isn't that provision to preserve your view?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yes. And it also preserves the Hargraves view. Okay. As I stated earlier, really all I'm looking to do is the 30 feet in the front and the 20 feet on the back, I'm looking to flip those. That's really what my intent is.
Okay.
What you could do is make a parking lot out and charge for it.
No, that wouldn't work with zoning-wise.
Okay.
Zoning issues.
I'm just kidding with you.
Okay.
I've got a couple questions. I just want to make sure I understand the scope of the variances that are requested. Right now, there's a variance that was approved and then it was extended. But because you're asking to go beyond that, we wipe the slate clean. Now, with the new ordinances in place, the side yard setbacks for this property are 5 feet now. They used to be 10 feet, now they're 5. What you're asking for is to be 2 feet from those property lines, is that right?
No, I'm asking for 3.
You're asking to be 3 feet from those property
lines.
That's
correct.
Okay. Excuse me. So I just want to make sure that we're clear there. So you're looking
I was not aware of the 5 foot.
You wouldn't have been because when you applied, it was still 10 foot. But
okay.
When the ordinance changed last month, this is one of those meetings that we kind of, people had applied, now they're coming up. So understand it.
Sure.
But the issue that I just want to make sure I understand the scope of it. So what you're looking for is a variance of 2 feet from each of the 5 feet side yard setback requirements on each side.
That's correct.
Your home will be 30 feet from the rear property line and 20 feet from the front property line.
Correct.
And you're asking for a 10 foot.
Now, my question there is because when I look at the drawings that we have here, I don't know that it definitively shows that is the sketched out requirement. In other words, that it shows that those pinned corners of where that home would be would fit within that. So I just want to make sure that if that's what you're asking for, that's what you need. It's not, find out later I need to go another half foot or something.
I can only tell you that I learned my lesson on my home. The builder that built my house originally, I got 10, 10, 10, and 20 on my house, and then that expired, and the builder that built my house got the provision for exactly the house, which was 20 feet in the front and 10 on both sides, or 10 on one side and 14 on the other. And then when he built it, he built the steps 8 inches too big. So I had to come back and get another variance. So I'm telling you, I learned my lessons, and that's
okay.
Why I'm here. Okay,
okay.
Is that we're talking inches in regard to the setbacks.
So just to clarify,
to answer your question, yes,
2 foot variance on each side of the house, and a 10 foot variance in the front.
That right, which would give me 3 feet
on each side.
On each side.
Yes.
Okay.
And again, the point that I made earlier is that the only place I'm really going to have that variance is at the 30-foot mark, and from there back, because the property gets wider, the 3 feet gets bigger.
And just to, for clarification, his survey indicates the average front yard setback is 28.5. So based on the new code, the front of the house can be at 28.5 feet and does not require variance because that would be the average front yard setback.
He's asking for it to be 20 feet.
Yes.
I'm going to support
it. He's asked to flip it so the home would be 20 feet from the front yard.
He's asked for a 10-foot front
yard
setback.
He's asking for an extra 10 feet.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
And again, all it is matching my house.
So where you live now, is that two lots joined together?
No, it's just the opposite. The property that we just purchased originally was part of the property next to it, and it was split back in the 60s.
The lot where you live right now?
Is a double lot.
Is a double lot?
No, it's not. It's a single lot.
Single lot.
It's okay. A single lot. It always has been a single lot. It was deeded originally as a single lot. Lots 101 and 102 originally were one lot, and they were split back in the, I'm going to say it was in the 60s. Hmm.
So your lot's about 75 feet in width?
72, yes. So,
yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
So when we were talking about being able to design a house that would fit in the buildable area, we took for granted you knew about the 5-foot setbacks on the side. We weren't expecting you to squeeze a house on that lot with 10-foot setbacks. That, you know, the new code is 5 feet.
And you didn't know that?
Yeah.
Well, 10-foot would be...
that would be horrible.
That would be horrible. Yeah. Then you're talking about a
13-foot wide building.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any further questions? Okay. Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Again, anyone in opposition? Okay. Chair will entertain a motion. Entertain a motion.
Not hearing a motion, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we table it.
Okay, into our next regular meeting.
Yes. I would suggest the first meeting in May because you have a lot of business on your next meeting.
And
it's also next Monday, so unless I repost that tonight.
No.
So if that's
first
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Apologize. I just.
Was that May the.
I don't have it off the top of my head.
Okay, we'll just.
The 7th. It's May early 7th. May.
May the 7th.
Thank you.
Okay, do we have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mears, a second by Mr. Hartman, that we table case number 12,118 until the May the 7th meeting. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Excuse me, aye.
Ms. McKee?
Aye.
Mr. Mears?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Calloway, so by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,118 will be tabled until our first meeting in May, which is May the 7th. Okay. You could come if you would like to, sir. You could stay home and you can observe it on the internet if you would like. But now the testimony is closed, so just be the board that'll
okay.
Bring it back.
All right, thank you.
Okay?
Thanks
yes,
for your
sir.
Time.
Thank you.